Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to gather in your name.
哦，我们天上的神，我们来到你的跟前是多么有幸。
Where we can give you all praise and honor and glory for who you are and what you are.
我们能够为着你名的缘故来荣耀你，来尊崇你。
Because without you we have nothing, and with you we have everything.
因为没有你，我们什么也没有；但是有了你，我们什么都有。
Bless us as we look at your word now this morning in Jesus' name.
在我们读你话语的时候，主啊，愿你来祝福我们。
Amen.
Amen. 耶稣的名。
The words of my text are found recorded this morning in the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians.Beginning at verse 4, I'll read this little section and then let you read the total section as well.
今天我们开始的经文呢是《腓立比书》第四章第四节开始。
Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are unselfish and considerate in all you do. Remember that the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus.
那今天要读的经文是第四节到第七节，其余的呢，要相信神对你说的话。你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了。应当衣物挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。见你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
I have known many people in the time of my ministry that I think they attended the University of Worry and therefore were able to do a good job of how to worry.
那在我曾经这个服侍好多年呢，我觉得好像很多人他们都上了大学，上了什么大学呢？就是学习怎么样去忧虑的大学，他们很会忧虑。
I am convinced that they graduated with a master's degree in how to worry.
我相信他们每一个人都得到一个硕士学位，就是怎么样来忧虑方面。
And so I want to speak to you this morning as the Bible says, do not worry.
所以今天呢，我要给大家讲呢，就是你要学习怎么样来不挂虑。
And maybe we think that's impossible because everybody worries, it seems.
好多时候我们觉得这个好像是不可能的，因为每一个人好像都在忧虑。
In the family, I think oftentimes the mother worries a little more than the father, especially when the children are sick.
在家庭里面好像常常母亲呢孩子病的时候他挂虑比父亲更多啊，你们能不能放
Because she's the one who brings them into this world and so much closer and worries that they do well.
那好像就是我们接着这些呢就让我们好像彼此之间的距离更近一些。
I especially think that pregnant mothers are worried or concerned about the welfare of the child that it grows well within them.
好多时候怀孕的妇女呢她们就会常常会担心他们的孩子在娘胎里面会不会健康的来这个发育。
And there are those that think only of themselves and they drink alcohol so much at that time and totally destroy the future for that child with alcohol syndrome.
那好多人呢因着这样的担心呢有时候会喝酒。喝酒呢反而把孩子的这样一个发育呢就不健全，后来出现很多的问题。
And sometimes the time comes when also the children then worry about the parents.
那有时候呢，到了一个年纪呢，孩子为父母来担忧。
Because I live alone, my children often worry a little about me.
因为我现在呢，我单独居住，好多时候我的孩子他会为我担忧。
And I'm learning that I shouldn't tell them some of the things that are happening in my home so that they don't have to worry.
所以我就学习不告诉他们我家里面发生的一些事情，这样他们就不用担心了。
One day I was telling them,
有一天我告诉他们
Michael.
Oh.
He just
wants you. Come on.
有一天我就告诉他们
One day I was, I told them of a story where I was pulling, I have a nursery and I was pulling some big trees out with a tractor.
有一天呢，我告诉他们我的这个，在我的花园里面呢，我用一个拖拉机呢在拔一棵树。
And I parked the tractor on a hill and left it running while I was going to hook the chain around another tree.
拖拉机呢，在一个小坡上面呢，发动机是着着的。我从此呢，双绳子要中间拉这个树。
And because the tractor was on a hill and it was running and it vibrated, and all of a sudden it followed behind me.
那这个拖拉机呢，因为它发动机是着的，那这样呢，突然它向下开始下滑，滑向我。
And I hit the tree, and when it hit me from behind.And I glanced off, and it's a good job I did, or I wouldn't be here today.
那后来呢，就是我呢，他碰了我呢，我就是碰到一个树的旁边，他就被树挡了。我今天不然的话，我不会在这里。
But the tractor had already run over my leg and pinned me underneath it.
那事实上呢，这个拖拉机已经压到我的腿，把我的腿已经压在他的下面。
But I still had my phone in my pocket.And I could call my neighbors to come over and drive the tractor off of me.
但是呢，我有幸的是，我的电话还在我的身上，我就打电话给邻居，让他赶紧来把这个拖拉机呢从我的身上移开。
The first thing my neighbor did is he took my leg to see if it was broken, and it was still okay. So I got up and finished my job with the tree.
我的邻居第一个要做的事情就看我的腿是不是有折掉，但是他看了呢没问题，我就继续把我的要做的事情那天就做完了。
So now my children worry about me because I'm alone and not careful.
现在呢就为我担心，因为我单独居住，有时候他就觉得我可能对我不放心。
So there's always something that all of us can think that we can worry about.
所以呢，我们常常都会想到一些事情，我们会来担忧。
And yet God says, "Don't worry about anything."
这里呢，神就对我们讲呢。任何事情都不要挂虑，一无挂虑。
And he gives us an answer of what we can do. He says, "Pray about everything."
啊，这里告诉我们一个方法呢，就是说，凡事都要借着要来祷告祈求。
When before my wife passed away, she my children both live in the United States.
在我妻子去世之前呢，我的两个孩子都住在美国。
And since my daughter just lives in Linden and very close and has our only grandchildren, my wife spent a lot of time there.
那时候呢，我的太太呢，常和去我的女儿家，因为我们有一个孙子，我的女儿呢住在林顿，就是离这不远。
And being a teacher, she wanted to help them to get a good start in school.And as a grandmother, also to spoil them well.
那作为一个祖母呢，她又是一个教师，所以她就先让这个孙子呢，在从小教育上面呢，就先有个好的起步。当然，另外一方面呢，作为一个祖母呢，她先就是让孩子呢，有点被宠爱。
I think that's part of the job of grandmother to spoil the grandchildren a little bit.
那我想呢，祖母当然是有一个工作，就是要来溺爱一下这个孙子。
But being that she was in the U.S., she bought in health insurance because she spent so much time there.
那因为她在美国呢待的时间蛮长的，所以她就买了医疗保险。
And one day she had breathing problems, and so they called the ambulance and they took her to the hospital in Bellingham.
那有一天呢，她呼吸出现了困难，他们就把她叫了救护车，就送到了Bellingham。
She was only there 3 days, and I received a phone call one morning from the hospital. She had a downturn.
她在医院里面呢，就是待了三天，我就接到一个电话呢，她那时候就情况急转之下。
And so they asked me, "Have you talked about resuscitation?"
那他们就告诉我，你要不要把她就说放上呼吸机，让她再活过来。
I said, no, we haven't talked about that, but whatever you do to keep her alive.
那我就告诉他们，你能做什么就让她呢，让她活着。
And I got in my car and I headed for the hospital.
那我就立刻驾车呢，就冲向医院。
And of course the Bible says pray about everything, so I had time to pray all the way to the hospital.
所以呢，我在去医院的路上，我当然圣经讲呢，要凡事要祷告。长长的祷告，我就不断的祷告在路上。
And when I came running into the hospital, and the first nurse I saw standing there, "Where's room 224?"
那我就冲向医院呢，进到医院以后呢，我就看到第一个护士，我就说，224房间在哪里
？And I didn't realize she had been stationed on the to catch me when I came in and interrupt me.Until the doctor could talk to me.
那后来我才知道，那个护士就是被送到门口要迎接我的，让我能够跟大夫去讲话。
And then all of a sudden she said, "There's the doctor. He's coming now to talk to you."
他立刻就说，那是大夫，他要跟你讲话。
And he looked at me and he said, "We did everything we could, and we could not save her."
那他就告诉我呢，这个大夫告诉我，我们尽了一切所能，但是呢，我们没有办法来救他。
That was the first moment I realized that she was gone.
那是第一次我意识到他已经走了。
But what surprised me, I realized that here she is in the best place where you could possibly be. In the hospital, they have the best equipment. There were doctors, there were nurses there.She was in the best place you could possibly be.
那我突然意识到呢，她所在的医院呢，有所有一切好的设备，是最好的地方。
And yet they could not save her. Then I knew God took her.
那他们不能救她，我知道，我非常清楚，神把她接走了。
And because I realized that God took her, you don't argue with God because He knows if anything what He is doing is right.
当然我知道神借他走，我不跟神吵架，我不跟他理论，我知道他做的总有理由，他做的是最好的。
What surprised me the most though was because it says here in this text, pray about everything, tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for them.
这里讲到呢，就是凡事要借着祷告祈求。但是呢，也不要忘记感谢。
And then it goes on and it says, "What if you do that?" It says, "If you do this, you will experience God's peace."
这里说到呢，当你们这样做的时候呢，神就赐你出人意外的平安。
And instead of me hearing she had passed away.I couldn't believe why did I have a peace in my heart.
那当时呢，我的太太去世，但是我就搞不清楚，我心里面有一个极大的平安。
Because God was the one who gave it to me, because I knew that He had taken her, and I knew where she was. She was no longer in my arms, but in His.
那现在我知道呢，就是她不在我的怀抱里面，但是她在神的怀抱里。
And then my focus immediately turned to having a funeral service for her.
那我立刻就视线呢转向怎么样来有一个葬礼。
When I talked to the pastor of my church, he says, "Carl, I know that you have been all over Canada, and any pastor you want to come and preach for your wife's funeral is fine with me."
那当时呢就说主持的人就告诉我说。卡牧师，你在加拿大蛮有影响力的，你到哪里人都认识你。你要哪一个牧师在葬礼上讲，我们都没有问题。
I said I've already planned that. You are going to lead the service, and I am going to preach. And he said, "Whoa!"
啊， 我就告诉他，我说你来这个来主持葬礼，但是我要来在葬礼上讲道。
That is never heard of in our system, at least. That the,
哦，他说我从来没听说过有人给他的太太的葬礼上来讲道。
But she was a teacher, and I knew that the Abbotsford School District teachers, there would be many at that service.
那我因为我太太是曾经是一位老师，她在这个 Abbotsford 的这个校局里面呢，认识很多的老师。
And my bottom line for the service was that they would know how they could have Jesus.
那我的底线就是让这些老师们都要听到耶稣的消息。
It's often at a funeral when people are more open to hearing about Jesus than any other time.
你知道在葬礼上面呢，很多时候人的心都是敞开的，比任何其他时候都敞开。
And so I could ask them that time, if you were to die tonight, do you know absolutely for sure you would go to heaven?
那我就可以来问他们，如果今天晚上你就过世的话，你能不能确定你今天能够去天堂？
And I could share so easily one of the most valuable passages I think that is used in scripture in John 3:16 where it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, whoever believe in him will not perish but have eternal life.
我在那个时候我就有幸能够来讲大家都熟悉的这个约翰福音第三章十六节，这里讲到呢，神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，所有就是所有愿意接受的人都会得救。
It's amazing how easy it is sometimes to worry in those situations.
好多时候在这样的情况下我们都会很容易担忧。
A mother once told me, she says, my teenage daughter doesn't tell me anything what she's doing with her friends, and it's driving me crazy.
那有一个老师呢就给我讲，他说我有一个青春期的女儿呢，她跟她的朋友所做的任何事情都不告诉我，让我非常的头痛。
And another mother tell me, my teenage daughter tell me everything what she's doing with her friends, and she drives me crazy.
另外一个母亲呢，就是我的青春期的女儿呢，告诉我所有她经历的事情，让我非常头痛。
So it doesn't matter where you are, you can worry, you see, all the time.
不管你在什么地方、什么场合，你可能会很忧虑，甚至常常忧虑。
There was some research which was done on people that worry.
那像有一些这个研究呢，是对着这个忧虑的人做的。
It says 40% of what we worry about never happens.
就是40%我们忧虑的事情呢，从不发生。
30% is unchangeable because it's happened in the past.
有30%百分的情况呢，就是说你也不能改变，因为它已经发生了。
12% is on opinions of others, which we have no control over anyway.
还有12%呢，是别人的意见、别人的想法，我们反正永远也不能左右。
10% worry about the health.
那10%的人呢，忧虑他们的健康。
And all that does is make it worse.
而且这个忧虑呢，让他的健康会更坏。
8% are real problems that we sometimes can change.
只有8% 的情况呢，是我们实际的情况，我们可能会改变它。
What does that mean? 92% of what we worry about is useless.
也就是92%的这个我们所忧虑的事情呢，根本就是毫无用处。
So when God says, "Don't worry," we have good reason not to worry.
也就是说呢，神说不要忧虑，我们真的有理由不要忧虑他。
It talks about in the Bible where King Solomon, he was arrayed in beautiful dress and all, but the Bible says it was no comparison to the beauty of the lilies of the field.
那圣经里面讲呢，所罗门王在他最荣华的时候啊，他穿所戴的都是非常的好。但是呢，比起百合花，野地里的百合花来讲呢，他根本比不上。
And if God clothes the lilies of the field so beautiful, and Solomon can never compare to it.
那神呢，让这个野地的百合花呢这样美丽的穿戴，所罗门王都无法比拟。
If he cared that much for the lilies of the field, how much more will he care for us?
他如果这样关心这个野地的百合花，他怎么样？难道不关心我们吗？
I think so often of the story of King David when he was a boy as a shepherd.
那在这个圣经里面讲到大卫王，当他在一个做一个小牧羊人的时候。
His brothers were all at war with King Saul, and they were away from home, and David was looking after the sheep.
他的所有的长兄兄弟们呢，都跟扫罗王一起出征打仗去了。他自己呢，就来这个照顾他爸爸的羊群。
His father Jesse said to him, "You leave the sheep with another shepherd, and I want you to go to the battlefield and take this gift that I have put together for your brothers."
那他的爸爸耶西呢，就告诉他说，你暂时把羊群呢让别人照管，你把这些礼物呢食物啊，去带给你在战场上的弟兄们。
And when he brought that gift to his brothers, that's when he see Goliath step out from the Philistine army, and he scared to death the whole army of Israel.
那当时呢，他就在战场上呢，看到这个腓力斯的巨人呢，朝着他而来。因为当时的以色列呢，迎着腓力斯的巨人呢，吓得心惊胆战。
And David said to the people that were around him, "Who is this man that defies the?" The people of God, the army of God.
但是大卫出来说是，哪来的这个腓力斯人，能够来侮辱我们耶和华的名？
And they told him, King Saul has said, anyone who will go and fight him and kill him, I will give him marriage to my daughter, and he never paid taxes again in all his life.
就大家就告诉大卫呢，说是谁如果这个打杀掉这个哥利亚呢，就说这个扫罗王呢要把他的女儿嫁给他，他以后的日子就不用交税了。
I suppose that would be incredible motivation for someone.But this was a giant, and when he would speak against them, the army of Israel would run away.
那我相信那个真的是会激励很多的人不交税。但是呢，这个面对的哥利亚呢是一个巨人，好多人都吓得逃跑了。
And David went to King Saul and said, "I will take on this man and I will kill him. He cannot speak like that against the armies of God."
他就来到扫罗王的跟前，他说：“我要。”杀了这个巨人，他不能这样羞辱耶和华的名。
And the king said to him, "But you are just a boy."
那扫罗王呢？告诉他，你还是一个小孩子。
Maybe he was something like 17, 18 years old.
那个时候他只有十七八岁。
And he said to the king, "When a lion or a bear come and they take a lamb from my group." I go after him, I grab him by the jaw, and I club him with my club, and I kill him.
他就说，我在牧羊的时候呢，有狮子来，要来叼我的一个小羊群，我就抓住他，把他揍死。
I can do that because God is with me when I go and rescue the lamb from its mouth.
他说，我能够那样做，是因为神呢和我同在，我能够去救羊。
I know it works because I have killed the bear. I have killed the lion.
他说我知道这是能行的，因为我常常杀熊杀狮子。
And so the king said, "Okay, I'll let you go, and may God go with you."
那这个扫罗王说，好吧，你就去吧，愿神和你同在。
He took off his armor and he gave it all to David to wear. And David put it on. He walked around with it a bit. He said, "I have never worn anything like this." He took it all off.
那扫罗反呢就把他的盔甲呢就给戴维穿上，但戴维走了几步呢，他说我不习惯，他就把这个东西全脱掉了。
He went down to the river, and it says he picked five smooth stones and put them in his pouch.
那大卫呢，他就去到小溪里面捡了五块光滑的石子，放在他的兜里面。
I don't know about you, but I've always wondered why did he pick up five? Did he think he was going to miss with the first four, and maybe he had a fifth?
我不知道为什么他要捡五块石子，但我想他可能会想，如果四块打完的话，最后一块还可以打。
And when I was a young boy, I asked my pastor, why did he need five? The pastor said, maybe he thought he had four brothers. I don't know.
我有一次小时候就问这个主日学的老师说，哦，牧师说为什么他捡了五块石头啊？他说也许他因为有四个哥哥。
But he put it in his slingshot, and I know what he did. When I was a boy, I had a slingshot too, and I would practice shooting. And he threw that, and it hit him the only place it could, because Goliath was wearing armor, and the only vulnerable spot was right there.
So, 当时呢，就是把他一个石头呢放在他的脊髓里面，就是甩出去。那甩出去打到哥利亚呢，就是唯一一个能打中的地方，因为别的地方都有盔甲，就是他的上额。
And when David, when he fell to the ground, David didn't even have a sword or anything. He went and took Goliath's sword and cut off his head.
那但是我戴维连自己连个宝剑也没有，他去就是打死哥利亚以后呢，用哥利亚的宝剑把他的手机割下来。
The Philistines fled, and the army of Israel went after them and killed many of them and had a great victory.
那时候呢，腓力斯人就逃窜，完了以后呢，以色列人呢上前去就是追赶腓力斯人，那是大大的获胜。
David's name became known throughout Israel, not just because of David, but because God was with him.
那时候大卫呢就变得大大的有名，不是因为大卫自己，而是因为神和他同在。
And that's the same with us. We can go wherever we are, whatever we need. That's why he said, pray about your needs, and then thank him for them.
对我们也一样，我们不管去哪里做任何的事情，圣经讲呢，要常常的祷告祈求来感谢他。
God gives us two things that we are supposed to do in this text.
在这段经文里面呢，神让我们做两件事。
The first is, do not worry.
第一件事情呢，不要忧虑。
The second is, instead, pray.
那第二件事情呢，就是反过来呢，要祷告。
And if you do that, then God will do His part.
如果你这样做呢，神就要做他的部分。
He says, if you do this, you will experience God's peace.
他就说，如果你这样做呢，神所赐出人意外的平安你会领受到。
Which is far more wonderful than the human mind can even understand.
这些是完全的要出人意外，就是说人的意念是不能理解的。
I can attest to that because when my wife passed away, I could not understand why there was this peace in my heart.Because God promised it and God gave it.
我可以来做见证，当我太太过世的时候，我不明白为什么会有这样出人意外的平安，因为这是神的应许。
His word was true then when he gave it, and it is true for you and for me today as well.
那个时候神在写这个圣经的时候是真实的，话语是真实的，今天对你对我也照样是真实的。
And then he adds these words yet so beautifully. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest.
这里呢特别的讲到呢，他赐的平安呢就保守你们的心怀意念能够安静，能够来不烦躁。
It keeps you quiet and at rest because.You trust in Christ Jesus.
让你安静又安息，因为你信靠基督。
Without him, we have nothing.
那没有神呢，我们什么都没有。
With him, we have everything.
有了神呢，我们什么都有。
And those are the words I want to leave with you today.
今天呢，我要把这个话语来给你。
You don't need to worry about anything.
你不要为任何的事情来忧虑。
You can pray about everything and have a peace that passes all your human understanding.
你要方式来祷告，你会有出人意外的平安在你的心里。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the word you give us this morning.
父啊，我们谢谢你今天早上你给我们的话语。
We ask you to engrave that and deeply put it in our hearts and minds.
主啊，愿你把这样的话语深深地刻在我们的心怀意念里面。
So that we do not need to worry, but we can instead pray.
这样我们就不会忧虑。而是反过来，我们常常祷告。
And you are so ready to hear and to listen and to answer our prayer.
你常常都是预备好要来垂听和答应我们的祷告。
I ask you today now to put your holy angels around each and every one of us.
今天我求你，愿你的圣天使来环绕着在座的每一位。
Protect us and lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit.
愿你保护我们，愿你带领我们，用你的圣，吸引你的圣灵。
That instead of worry, we can pray and give thanks to you.
我们不再忧虑，而是常常感谢你。
We pray this all in Jesus' holy, matchless, and precious name.
我们这样祷告是因着耶稣基督无可比拟的宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.Thank you, Pastor Carl. Such
You're
a powerful message. Anna, could you? It's such a privilege for us to have the spiritual fathers among us. Because they have experienced many, many things.Indeed, their faith, you can see such a substance in their faith.
就你看到他们信心中有实质的东西。
Which is not just here, but it's here.
不是在头脑里的，而是在心里的。
Not just in the heart, but also in the action and the daily life.
不仅仅在心里边，乃是在他们日常生活中，让他们的行动当
中。So this will become an inheritance, spiritual inheritance to us.
这是成为我们属灵的传承。
So are we not so blessed to have spiritual fathers, mothers among us?
所以我们非常荣幸有就是属灵的父母在我们当中。
So treasure the moments when we can gather together with brothers, sisters.
所以我们跟与我们弟兄姐妹一起的时间，我们要非常的珍惜。
So that's why we open the time for sharing because each one, when we experience something, we know there's something we can impart others.
所以我们知道我们在一起的时候如果我们经历一些事情我们这些事情都可以影响到其他人
I'm hoping I can invite many many pastors here
那我也非常希望我可以邀请更多的牧师在我们当中
But we only have 52 weeks every year
但是我们一年呢也只有52周
If I do not preach any sessions I can onlyAllow 52 pastors to pray.
我一周都不讲的话，我也只能够请52个牧师来。
But I encourage brothers and sisters, grasp the moments, with a humble heart when you see spiritual fathers, mothers, and brothers, sisters. Just listen and learn.
那我就是鼓励弟兄姐妹，就抓住每个机会。当有属灵父母呢来到我们当中时候呢，我们就来跟他们学习。
My faith was my faith always.Grow when I was with the spiritual fathers.
那对我来说呢，我的信心跟属灵的长辈在一起的时候呢，就会成长。
I shared many stories.
那我分享过很多故事。
And now actually some people they said the same thing to me because when they are with me, their faith grow.
那现在有很多人也跟我讲同样事情，当他们跟我在一起的时候，他们的信心也会成长。
Because that's not because of us, but as Pastor Carl preached, without God, we have nothing.
那就像刚才 Pastor Carl 所说的，就是如果没有神呢，我们什么都没有。
But with God, we have everything.
当我们有神的时候呢，我们一切都有了。
When we walk with God more and more, and He's so real in our lives.
那当我们与神同行的时候呢，他就会越来越多的在我们的生命当中。
So today's message is so crucial.
所以今天的信息呢是非常重要。
It's important to every one of us.
那对于每一个人来说呢，都是非常重要。
Before the service, I was chatting with Pastor Carl.
那当这个聚会之前呢，我在跟 Pastor Carl 在聊天。
He said, "You know, these days without God, it's really everybody is worried."
那他就分享说，如果这样的现在的日子如果没有神的话，每个人都是在忧虑当中。
It's so wonderful that we have such a God.
那我们真的是有这样的神，我们是真的太有幸了。
Actually, this is a word many people are sharing to me, and they said, you know, they don't know how to manage things these days.
那其实这也是常常有人跟我分享的。哎呀，他们都觉得现在的生活，他们不知道该怎么办。
So many people now the hearts way open.
那所以呢，现在的人呢的心呢也会越来越多的敞开。
We had a pastoral meeting on Friday. There's one pastor from Abbotsford shared. He said, today they are going to baptize 3 Iranians.
Oh, 这就是星期五呢，我们参加了一个牧师的团契，然后其中有一个牧师呢是从 Abbotsford 来的，他就说他们今天这个主日他们要给三个伊朗人受洗。
And these 3 Iranians actually come to the pastor and say, "I want to be baptized."
那这些伊朗人呢？其实他们是主动来找牧师说他们要受洗。
Because people know when we have God, it makes a huge difference.
因为人知道呢，如果我们有神呢，我们就会有带来一个很大的、极大的改变。
Actually, it's not a huge difference. The difference is between 100% and 0%.
不是一个极大的一个改变，而是一个零到一百的改变。
This is what I want to say. It's 0 and 100%.
就是零到一百百分比的这种改变。
That's what Pastor Carl said. Without God, we have nothing.
所以呢 ，Pastor Carl 刚刚讲的，如果没有神呢，我们什么都没有。
No matter how healthy we are, how smart we are, sooner or later we will realize.This is the truth. Without God, we have nothing.
不管我们是有身体有多好或者多有钱，只要如果没有神呢，就是迟早我们都会知道我们什么都没有。
No matter how broken you are, how unhealthy you are, how poor you are, you will realize when you have God, you have everything.
那如果你呢，即使你没有钱了，或者你身体也不好，但是你知道你有神的时候，你就会。了解到你其实你什么都有。
So when we know God, this will also become a reality. When we have God, we have everything.
所以这要成为一个真实的事情。如果我们有神，我们什么都会有。
Yes. So the wonderful. Now we open the time to some brothers sisters to respond, and then we also divide into groups to pray. As we talked about, we bring the prayers to God.
那我们现在就是把时间敞开，就是邀请弟兄姐妹来回应这个信息，如果有祷告的话，可以提出来。